Even when he looks back on his earliest childhood memories, Ed Singer can't remember a time when he wasn't drawing and rendering figures.
I drew on sheetrock, I drew on cardboard, whatever paper I could find.
His father built homes, his mother was a weaver. From a young age, the world was his sketchbook.
And when there wasn't paper, I would wander out into the landscape, and there was an abundance of limestone and sandstone.
Singer grew up on the Navajo Nation in Cameron, Arizona, north of Flagstaff. In the nearby mountains, he scratched figures into stone using pieces of flint.
Sometimes he had large expanses of these surfaces. So I would draw figures and animals life-size or larger.
As a young man, Singer went to art school. He studied the old masters. In the 1960s and 1970s, he was part of a movement of Native American artists who brought realism and a modern aesthetic to their work.
Let's see.
He's 73 now and still has an artistic drive.
I know what to show you. My most recent finished work.
At his home in Cortez, Colorado, he's got half a dozen canvases going.
Open it up on there.
Even the baby grand piano holds piles of finished paintings.
Now where did I put that box?
It's extremely unusual for a Navajo artist to use traditional European techniques like oil painting. Ed Singer is rooted in his own culture and in the place he lives, using a mastery of painting to express himself in a way that is uniquely his own.
One of the things that draws you in to his art are the colors.
Julie Napentek is an art historian and curator in New Mexico. She was drawn to Singer's work because of its confrontational style.
He's not afraid to critique and to point out the struggles that contemporary Native Americans have had. And it's not idealized or anything like that. It's kind of raw and gritty.
In 2024, Napentek organized a retrospective exhibit of Ed Singer's work at San Juan College in Farmington. She wanted to share the power of his art with a wider audience.
Once you start looking, it makes you want to think more and look more and kind of understand what his experience is and what he's trying to say.
Singer works in charcoal, pastel, and especially oil paint, which he applies in thick, vivid layers on the canvas. His paintings often portray a single figure standing or sitting alone, seeming to bend in reaction to the environment around them. In his painting called Yellow Water, Singer takes on the 2015 Gold King mine spill when 3 million gallons of contaminated wastewater spilled into the Animas River from a mine near Silverton, Colorado.
Seeing media reports of yellow water, that's what initially got me to thinking about it.
It's an oil painting. A woman sits in a chair with a thick yellow field of color in front of her.
Initially, I just painted the woman sitting in a chair at the bank of the river with the yellow water running in the foreground. But then I wanted to expand it into how possibly the whole Navajo reservation is like an energy sacrifice area.
Yellow water depicts the legacy of environmental devastation that has affected Navajo people.
And then you have the abandoned uranium mine, and you have the forest fires in the background. So I put in all the other things that has hurt our land and continues to hurt our land.
At 73, Ed Singer is still engaged in the process of making art and still surprised by what materializes when he paints.
I hope that I'm never a person that goes to work every day knowing exactly what they're gonna do. I mean, the day that I know what I'm doing, I think I'm gonna quit painting.
When Singer was a young artist, one of his uncles encouraged him to pray before and after every painting.
He said, because you need protection then. You're really opening yourself up when you're really reaching. You're reaching for ideas, you're reaching for inspiration, and you're more vulnerable to bad and evil.
The advice still resonates with Singer today.
And he said, you as an artist are the closest thing to being a creator. And in creating, you're creating Huizhou each time.
In the Dene worldview, Huizhou means finding a balance between the material world and the spiritual. Dene people interpret this idea in many ways. For Ed Singer, Huizhou means painting the world around him with beauty and honesty. This podcast is a production of Magic City Studios and is created in partnership with KSUT Public Radio. Today's episode was written and produced by Adam Burke and me. Graphic design by Jamie Wanzik. Additional scoring music by Lawn Games. You can subscribe to our podcast and get in touch with us at themagiccity.org. Support comes from the City of Durango's Lodgers Tax Fund and the Red Line Arts Center in Denver, Colorado. I'm Kirby Bennett. We'll see you next time for more stories of the Magic City.